Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, and joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators. Dr. Rodewald, welcome back to His Time.
Andy, good to be with you again.
I always enjoy hearing what's going on with our friends at Lutheran Bible Translators, servants of the Lord serving around the world, working to bring the Word of God to so many people. What's going on at Lutheran Bible Translators these days?
It's quite exciting, all the opportunity, the mission opportunity that we are being presented with at this particular time. Sometimes it almost seems overwhelming trying to meet it all, but that's good. That's great that we have these opportunities overseas to serve. One of the more exciting things that we have going on here locally is we have a Getting to Know You event at the end of this month, April 29th. And we are bringing some missionaries so that the community can get to know them out here around Concordia, Western Missouri, just so that people can understand a little bit better who Lutheran Bible Translators is, and we can understand a little bit better the area that we find ourselves in.
I think last time we talked, we were talking about your move to Concordia, Missouri, on the campus of St. Paul Lutheran High School. I gather the move has gone well. I've enjoyed seeing the pictures on Facebook. Are you all settled in?
We are settled in. That was 7 months ago. It seems like just yesterday things have happened so quickly. But yes, we are settled in, and what a wonderful partnership we have out here with St. Paul Lutheran High School.
Well, wonderful. So bringing folks there to Concordia for the Get to Know You event and to see what all is going on with Lutheran Bible Translators today. What are some of the things we might experience at the Get to Know You event?
Well, you know, we decided as we were talking and people were asking questions, and one person asked one time, well, where are your machines there in Lutheran Bible Translators? And we realized that a number of people in the area knew what we did, but they didn't really know what we did. And Lutheran Bible Translators, we are a mission society which works really at the ends of the earth. Our missionaries go to find, and we find people groups, and we partner with people in those people groups, churches in those people groups, to translate God's Word. Often those languages don't have writing systems, so we help them develop writing systems to help them write it down, learn to read, just doing the whole process, which with the end result that God's Word is in those people groups' language. And we decided, you know, it would be just a wonderful time if we brought in some missionaries. We met with the community, and we shared more about what we were doing, some of the specifics of what we do and how we do those things, to build interest and also to create awareness of the realities of what we are doing.
Where are Lutheran Bible Translators serving today? I know we have missionaries all over the world. And where are some of the key places that LBT work is happening today with partners?
Well, we work in 15 different countries throughout the world. Most of those countries are in Africa. But the missionaries that will be coming and being our keynote speakers at this Getting to Know You event are actually working in Thailand, Tim and Michelle Miller. The 15 countries that we work in, some of the examples are Liberia, Sierra Leone, Botswana, Ethiopia, Zambia, but mostly we're working in African countries.
What does it take to be a Lutheran Bible translator? What are the skills that, and I realize there are different responsibilities, different jobs that each of the missionaries have, but what are some of the key things that that you look for when bringing in new translator, new missionaries?
Well, first, it takes the right heart. The struggling with God's word and bringing meaning by taking meaning from one language to another, it's a spiritual struggle. It's not an instant a one-on-one type of translation. There are days when one wants to go home, and we really realize that it can be a spiritual struggle too. So as someone knows Christ, that is really the foundation for being a Bible translator or a literacy worker or a media specialist, living and serving, living their life out in Christ overseas. From there, we ask somebody that they should have at least a bachelor's degree, and then we train them after that. It takes a long time to train people in how to live in another society, cross-cultural training, linguistic training to write down another language and to turn it into a writing system. And then also their specific skill set, which is maybe technology. There's technology use, or there's Bible translation principles that need to be done with that. So it takes anywhere from 6 to 9 months to accomplish that, even after you've got your first degree or you're even in a first career.
So the missionaries that we would meet at the upcoming event, the Get to Know You event on April 29th, have gone through this training. They've served in the field and have some stories to share with us.
They will have. Some of them that will be there will be like that. And we're also bringing in some of our new missionaries that have just begun the training or will be beginning the training in the summertime. So it's kind of a neat opportunity to meet people who are just getting ready to go abroad and serve and just beginning to start their training. And then also some of the missionaries who have been serving for many, many years out in the field.
Making the move to Concordia, Missouri, has that made a difference in how you prepare missionaries or other aspects? How has that move to Concordia made a difference for Lutheran Bible translators?
It hasn't really made a difference in how we prepare missionaries. What it's done is just built a whole new interest of people that maybe were not so aware of what Lutheran Bible Translators was doing and how we did that. We've had many people come by the office and just come in and just popped in and said, hey, I just wanted to saw you guys were here and just wanted to find out who you were and what you're doing and a little bit more about what you're doing. And then, of course, we love taking people on a tour and showing them some of the Bibles that we've translated over the years and explaining the impact that the Bibles have had. That's how Scripture has had an impact in other people groups throughout the world.
Is there a running count of how many Bibles, how many translations have been prepared so far by Lutheran Bible translators?
Yes, we have 41 New Testaments or whole Bibles completed, in addition to the portions which are ongoing. And that has reached an impact audience of around 8 million people. And most of the languages that we work in are fairly small. They're not huge people groups. So those 41 are spread out. Mm-hmm. Some of those people groups may be 500,000, and some of them may be 10,000 to 20,000. So it's not the fact that you have a large people group or a small people group. It's that they will not be reached in any other way except that God's word comes to them through their own language.
How do you get connected with those people groups? How do you find out about a people group and the lack of the Word of God in their language? How do you build those relationships to begin with?
Well, one of the more exciting things is that as emerging Lutheran churches are coming forth, they are identifying needs in their own countries, their own areas. Some of the larger Lutheran churches, emerging Lutheran churches in Africa, now are have a vision for God's word through people's languages. And they are identifying, and they're coming to us and saying, hey, could you help us to do translation in these particular languages? One of our newer partnerships is Ethiopia. Another one is in Tanzania, and we're just beginning work in Madagascar, too. Those churches represent about 15, 16 million Lutherans in Africa.
How important is it to build those relationships and to partner with the local people in order to develop these translations?
That's a great question because, you know, in the old days, we found out the hard way, and I'm talking we found out, not Lutheran Bible translators, but the whole Bible translation movement, was that if a translation is done in isolation, when it's finished, everyone in that people group will say, well, that wasn't our translation. That was the translation that the missionaries wanted to do or whatever it happened to do be when the product was finished. And we have really come to the conclusion that partnership and ownership within the local community is so vital. And that means our missionaries learn the language, we learn the culture, we learn to partner with people inside the culture so that when the Bible is finished, people say, yes, this is our book, not the missionary book or not another type of book. One of the more exciting things that happened to me was last year I went to the Akomba New Testament in Ghana, and it's a people group of about 500,000 people. And as we dedicated, people from the imams came forth, the traditional leaders came forth, the Christian leaders came forth, and everyone was so excited because they really have one book in that language, and that's God's Word, and everyone wanted to read it because it was their language and it was their book. And when the partnership is implemented in the way that people feel like that, we feel that God's Word has really reached those people.
Wow, that is amazing that the Bible was being read by those who confess a different God.
Yes, completely, because it was their language. It was their book.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I can imagine, as you said, it was a tough lesson learned before that when Bible translation happens in isolation, that the people don't embrace that translation. They see it as something else, someone else's. But then when they see it as theirs, they embrace it. And I can imagine when it happens in isolation, that translation misses out on some cultural important things, cultural nuances, idioms, things like that, that are important to the language when communicating the Word of God.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, sometimes someone will ask and they say, you know, wow, that is a huge, huge task. Wouldn't it be simpler just to teach people English as the simpler choice of rather than going out for smaller people groups? And yet you can understand some of the cultural differences when you take English examples and you're speaking English. I heard a great example the other day from Sierra Leone where one of our missionaries was speaking English to someone and they expressed the concept, "You just warm my heart." And it really hurt somebody else. And the missionary was very, very surprised because she meant something kind in that. You warm my heart in what you have done. And the person, after they looked into what the meaning of that was, in that particular context, that expression meant you make me very angry. So you're using the same words, and the concepts being expressed are very different. And in translation, that's exactly why we struggle with translation every day. If you hand someone an English Bible, another example, someone was reading in the English Bible, and in 3 John verse 14, it talks about, I look forward to seeing you face to face. John is expressing that. And someone wondered, they said, well, you know, John at the beginning of that that book, he was so friendly, but by the end, he's really, really angry. And again, face-to-face meant a confrontation, whereas to us, it has a different meaning. And they ended up having to express that as toe-to-toe. We look forward to being together toe-to-toe because it has a friendly meaning. So the concepts can be just very, very different, even when you're speaking the same language. When you change from language to language, you have to be so careful in your communication that God's Word is not distorted in the reading.
Absolutely. That's a great point. I'm very grateful for the work of Lutheran Bible translators. And, you know, as you pointed out, it takes some lessons learned in order to do this well. And I'm grateful for that and that we're partnering with so many people around the world to bring the Word of God to them in their language. Looking over the invitation to this event, I see you have a quiz on the back of the letter, some trivia, some things that I don't know about just Bible translation. What percentage of the world's languages have a complete Bible? That, man, 95%, 62%, 33%, or less than 10%?
A complete Bible of the languages, there's about 7,000 languages in the world, and about 600 and some have the complete Bible completed. So the answer would be 10% of those. And I hope I'm right on that, because I didn't check that.
You didn't know I was going to bring the quiz into it. Well, I just had
to... The 10%.
Yeah, this is really good stuff. So this is some of these are things we'll learn about at the Get to Know You event, I bet.
That's exactly right. And you know, it is so interesting. Years ago, when I was first getting ready to serve, we were saying there was about 2,000 languages in the world that needed yet to have God's word translated in them. Lack of knowledge makes planning easy. And today we're still saying there's about 2,000 languages left to go. Now, that doesn't mean we haven't been busy. It just means that we didn't realize how big and complex and diverse that God's world is, and the need for God's word is. Yes, the figures are constantly changing as other people groups are discovered, other languages are discovered. One of the newer people groups that are multi-people groups that are discovered are is the deaf community. They're not really discovered, but the need is huge for mm-hmm. the deaf community. Almost 400 different sign languages throughout the world that do not have God's word in those languages. So,
with just about 20 seconds left, how can we find out more about the Get to Know You event with Lutheran Bible Translators?
Well, we're asking people, if you want to know more about it, check under lbt.org is a great way to check. The event is on April 29th in the evening. It's 5:30 to 6:30 is a social time, and at 6:30 we actually start the event. And people are really, we invite them to come. It's $10 at the door. We would ask for an RSVP just so we can plan on the catering and everything else, but we would love to see people there.
Outstanding. Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading, and we're going to head to Brunswick, Missouri. We'll study with Pastor Glenn Druitz from St. John Lutheran Church in Brunswick, Missouri. We'll take a look at Luke chapter 8. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.